File number EE380. Personal file from Esat Echt. Interview between Dr. Rose Franklin and Vincent Couture. Location, assigned residence, Etiacht region.
Vincent, what are you doing here?
I'm looking for Eva. She didn't come home last night.
I haven't seen her. I'm sorry.
It's not your fault if you haven't seen her, Rose. Sorry I woke you up. Go back to bed.
I'm sure she's fine.
She was pretty upset when she left. I'm just...
What happened?
Same thing that always happens. There's a big protest scheduled for today. She wanted to go. I said no.
I heard about it. It's supposed to be peaceful. Esok is going.
It's always peaceful until it's not. There are riots every day now. And I know about Esok. She's one of the organizers. She asked me to come.
And you said you were busy, I'm sure. But Eva's not like that. Her friends will be there. She just wants to fit in.
That's just it. I don't want us to fit in. I don't. I know it sounds stupid after 7 years, but I still hope the council lets us leave. I'm not holding my breath, but we have to face the fact that it might be the only way we'll ever see Earth again. Every time we get closer to someone, every time we get involved in anything, we make it that much easier for the council to say we belong here. I don't want anyone to think we fit right in. And I sure as hell don't want Eva to feel like she belongs any more than she already does. She's already spent too much of her life here. She doesn't remember half the things she did back on Earth. What a flock of birds looks like. What it smells like just before it rains. This is normal for her now. Blue people, tapioca. She actually likes that shit. We made a deal to get her home, Rose. And I'll do whatever it takes, but she won't want to come. You know that, right? We'll have to drag her out of here.
I know, and I understand where you're coming from. But you can't ask Eva to live like that. She can't keep everyone at a distance, not have any friends. That's not a life. It's our job to get her home. Hers is to be a young woman right now, and this is the only place she has to do it.
I have a feeling something bad is going to happen, Rose. I thought the bombs, the riots, I thought it would scare ordinary folks away. But these protests are only getting bigger.
In a way, it's beautiful to watch. People taking their future into their own hands, demanding change.
Listen to you. Not that long ago, you were all about the Great Echt Society.
I still think what they've built here is amazing in a lot of ways. But you and Eva were right. These people live here. They should have the same rights as everyone else.
Yeah. It's not gonna end well. What they're asking for, it goes against the very principles this world is built on. You take that away, and it could all fall apart. I'm not sure they're going to let that happen.
What do you think they'll do? The Echt aren't perfect, but they won't exterminate half the population. They won't get that far, you know that.
It won't. But at some point, they'll consider it. Things will get bad enough, they'll actually consider genocide as an option. They'll reject the idea right away because they're not insane, but it'll change everything. Every other bad option will look a whole lot better after that. I don't like it, Rose. People blame us for what's happening, or they blame the council for what they did to us. Either way, we're right in the middle of it. We need a way out before things get worse.
We have to talk to the Empress.
We tried that. We can't just walk up to her palace and knock on the door.
We need to try again. Maybe someone else on her staff. She must have a secretary, something.
Even if someone agreed to meet us, the Empress can't do anything without the Council's say-so. She won't break the law just to help the three of us go home.
Maybe she won't.
Then what's the point?
Well, the point is, we can't go home without her. We need a ship or a robot to get home. A robot seems easier. We can get Ekim to pilot if we know the coordinates.
You think he'll do that?
Whatever it takes, Vincent, remember? But the robots, and I assume the ships, won't go anywhere. They're locked. We need to get Themis moving again, and the Empress is the only one that can do that. I don't think we can get it by force, so we need her help.
Why would she help us?
Well, for starters, I think a lot of people would be really happy to see us gone. That might be enough.
And if it's not?
I'm not sure. I think this uprising, whatever you want to call it, it's an opportunity for her. She has to be aware of it.
I'm not following you, Rose. An opportunity for what? What can the Empress do?
That's exactly my point. She has no power to do anything. There's no global government here anymore.
There's the Council.
No. The Council doesn't have the authority to plant a tree. They can only do something if it affects other worlds, and they exist precisely to make sure that doesn't happen. The Council is designed not to do anything. They try doing something on Earth. See where that got them. It's different with the Empress.
Different how? You just said she has no power.
That's right. She's an Empress, and she has no power. She has no purpose.
I don't mean to rain on your parade, Rose, but the Ect don't strike me as the power-hungry type. They gave up an entire empire just to feel a bit safer.
They did. Her empire. Think about it, Vincent. Her ancestors ruled this world. They ruled over thousands of planets. Thousands. A good chunk of the known universe is hers by birthright.
That was generations ago. I'm not sure that's really on her mind.
She lives in the past, Vincent. She lives in the palace. That entire building is a symbol of the mighty Ect Empire. Every single thing in there must have a story attached to it. Every tapestry, if they have such a thing, every piece of furniture. She can't go to the bathroom without being reminded that her ancestors had all the power and she has none of it. The Ect are more advanced in many ways, but fundamentally, they're not that different from us. Believe me, it's on her mind.
Okay, say it is. What do you want to do, Rose? Stage a coup d'état?
You mean you and I? Well, no. We can barely make breakfast. We can't stage a coup. The Empress won't either. It wouldn't work. But I don't think she has to. Not if things keep going the way they are. The regions aren't equipped to deal with this mass protest, terrorist acts on a daily basis. Back home, we'd have called in the army, the National Guard, a long time ago. If this keeps escalating, they'll want to give the Empress more power. They'll want the Imperial Guard on the streets. They'll beg her for it.
I don't see how that helps us. Even if everything you're saying is true, she doesn't need us.
Maybe she doesn't. Maybe she does. I won't pretend to understand everything there is to know about these people, but the Empress does. We have no status here, no power whatsoever. Our one card is that we somehow inspire these people to rebel. That might be useful somehow. I don't know. Vincent, it doesn't matter if any of this is true. We need the Empress. She controls our fate. We'll die here if she doesn't help us.
I'll talk to Enatest again. Maybe he can set it up. But first, I have to find Eva.
You won't find her now. Not if she doesn't want to be found.
So what? I just wait for her to come home?
Well, you know where she'll be this afternoon.
Right. The protest. Damn, she's stubborn.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
I'll tell Esok I changed my mind. Eva and I are going to have a long talk when I get my hands on her. Is it considered bad parenting to ground your child for life?
Good luck with that.